We're member supported 91.7 KXT, and today we're happy to welcome the Denton-based artist Doug Burr into the studio. Doug has a new single out and a show tomorrow night at Harvest House in Denton. Welcome to KXT. Thank you guys so much for being here today.
Yeah, we're glad to be here. Thanks for having us.
You want to start us off with a song? Which one are you going to play first?
Yeah, we're going to do a song called When the Arrow Hits the Sparrow.
Great.
When it is the ground and poison run into the water tonight, and all the boys inside the city, they can't keep a job to save their life. Got the folding of the hands and the winking of the eyes, alright. dancing in the water in the fire. When it hits the ground and poison run to the water supply. And all the boys inside the city, they can't keep a job to save their life. And the city got walls, whispering halls, folding hands and winking eyes.
It's 91.7 KXT. We have Doug Burr performing in our KXT studio today before his show tomorrow night at Harvest House. Doug, I see you have some new band members with you. Do you want to do some quick introductions?
Yeah, we have Callie Stywig on cello, and we've got Andy Melvin on keys, and Jeff Ryan on drums, and we've all been playing together for a long time, except we just kind of picked Callie up recently. She plays at church with us some, and so she just started playing out with us at other places.
Great. Well, you guys sound great today, as usual. It's funny because we've been playing your music on the air here at KXT literally since the station went on the air back in 2009, and we're clearly huge fans of yours, but this is your first time into the KXT studio. So I kind of want to go back to the early days of Doug Burr. I know you were born in Dallas. You grew up in a Southern Baptist family, and I'm wondering what kind of influence did that upbringing have on your music, and do you still see that influence when you write songs today?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's always been a kind of a heavy spiritual thread that runs through what I write. And for better or worse, I don't write a lot of love songs, and it tends to be a lot of heavier stuff, maybe. Not necessarily always heavy, but yeah, very spiritual. And I've always spent a lot of time with the Bible and scriptures, and so that's always there in the writing too. So
did gospel music have a big influence on you, and if so, how so, and who are some of the artists that were maybe non-gospel artists that you grew up listening to?
So yeah, growing up, like, singing hymns, you know, we were at church every time the doors were open, but so singing hymns was always the part that I enjoyed. You know, everything else was torture to sit through when I was a kid, but yeah, so the singing, I looked forward to that and just enjoyed the I love the lyrics in the old hymns. And so that was a big influence. And other than that, I was drawn to melodic stuff and narrative based stuff. So everything, you know, Bruce in the 80s, I mean, all over the radio, Bruce Springsteen and Neil Young and all that's what I was, when I started playing guitar in junior high, all my friends were trying to do like Nirvana and electric guitar, but I just wanted to, you know, sit on a stool and tell stories. So
that's
kind of where it came back to.
Some of our favorites as well. You released an album back in 2007. It was called On Promenade, and it was a really big album for you, I know. And last year, The Observer ran an article for its 10th anniversary, which quoted multiple local musicians praising the album, saying it was a significant one for them. I'm wondering what local albums have had a big impact on you over the years, and are there any North Texas songwriters that you really admire?
Yeah, I mean, we're surrounded by tons of great songwriters around the Metroplex. And so, you know, everything from Brent Best and Slopperbone. I mean, that was one of the first local shows I went to, you know, and Jack Ingram. I mean, I went to University of North Texas, and his posters, you know, were just slathered around campus constantly. And so guys like that, and Centromatic, jumping off into that. And it just goes on. I mean, Calhoun from Fort Worth, and Baptist Generals, of course, and Jeff's played with probably almost everybody I'm naming.
I know, right? Jeff, you've been in the studio how many times now? Is it at least a few. Well, you did just release a new single, which I know you're going to play for us in a minute. You recorded it at the Echo Lab in Denton. Is this single maybe a sign of a new album to come?
We don't know what it's a sign of, really, but we like it. So yeah, we wanted to record in Denton. We'd traveled to Austin for everything else, and that's always been a great experience. But we wanted to. It was harder and harder to get far away from home. So we wanted to work with Matt at the Echo Lab, and as it turns out, that's just a stone's throw from where we rehearse. So it was a great experience, and turned out to be kind of the most pop sounding thing we've done. I don't think we necessarily intended to drive it that way, but that's just kind of where it went, and it works for us and for the song. And so, yeah.
Yeah, it's a catchy tune. Can you tell us a little bit about the song and maybe the story behind it?
Yeah, so like I was mentioning earlier, I don't write a lot of love songs. I don't write a lot of personal stuff. But this song has a lot of my kind of history in there. I come from a family of pilots, so everybody flies. And so I was starting out down that road. And so it is just kind of about that and about the forks in the road. And
cool. Well, the song is called 3356 Romeo, and we'd love to hear it right now if you'd play for us.
Yep.
I'm drifting again, aloft in the clouds, held up on the wind, my mind grows hazy, I forget my pills, how but I found the key. Last time we were up here together, said you can't come to save me. 3356 Romeo, I click the mic 7 times. 3356 Romeo, hear my calling, please reply. It's getting too dark out, all the old maps were wrong, the new arteries are swollen, flip the transponder on, the lights flickering amber, just to walk back through town, out of the grasp of the stars, looking for the white or the red now. 3356 Romeo, I click the mic 7 times. 3356 Romeo, hear my calling, please reply. 3356 Romeo, and the cabin filling up with wine. 3356 Romeo, I click the mic 7 times. Sparrow to this storm, the ceiling dropping, cumulonimbus rising on the instrument panel. Only place left I see horizon. I know this can't be holy. Touch my dead weather eyes. The name you gave me escaped me, but I still got the call sign. 3356 Romeo, I click the mic 7 times. 3356 Romeo, hear my calling, please reply. 3356 Romeo, and the cabin filling up with white. 3356 Romeo, the name you gave me escaped me, but I still got the call sign.
KXT, thank you so much for playing that one for us. It's such a beautiful song. We have Doug Burr in our studio today at KXT. He's playing a free show tomorrow night at Harvest House with Garrett Owen. Big thanks to Jason Writings for sponsoring our live session today. And thank you again, Doug and band, for coming into the studio.